My name is Sloan, and I am 13 years old. Today is November 26th, and I am speaking with Paul, who is my grandpa. We are recording this interview in Chandler, Arizona. Tell me what you were like as a child. What did you look like, and how did you like to spend your time?
Well, I was good looking. And I grew up in Arlington, Virginia, and spent the first five grades, one through four, in Arlington, and did the things that all kids do. Played football and had good times. We didn't live far from the school, so I walked every day to and from school. And then in the fifth grade, my father moved to Germany. He was a director of the rationing and distribution for Germans after World War II. And I spent the fifth, sixth, and seventh grades in Germany. We went to an American school, but we had an hour of German language every day. So it was a lot of fun. We saw a lot of things. My mother and father traveled a lot. And we got to see quite a bit of Europe, Holland, Austria, Italy. And then we came back to the United States when I was in the eighth grade. And I went to junior high in Arlington, Virginia. And then to high school in Arlington, Virginia. And then I went to the Merchant Marine Academy after I graduated high school.
Nice.
And by then I was an adult.
Okay. Can you tell me about one of the most difficult moments in your life?
The what?
One of the most difficult moments in your life.
Difficult?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was in South America while I was in college. And working on a ship for our sea year. And I went scuba diving and I got caught in a current and carried very far offshore. When I got up out of the water and looked around, the trees looked about 2 inches tall. So I said, I am too far away, I've got to start back. I started swimming, and I'm a good swimmer. I was a lifeguard in college, but I almost didn't make it. I finally staggered ashore on the beach and literally crawled out of the water. And up until that point, I think that was the most difficult time for me.
Nice. Can you tell me about one or two people who have been the biggest influences on your life?
Well, my father, mostly. He was a big guy and enjoyed hunting and fishing. And he taught me a lot about shooting. And when we were in Europe, we went out a lot together. And he had a very responsible job, and he conducted himself well and got an award from the U.S. government. So I think in all, he was probably the person that influenced me most.
Nice. Okay, so what advice would you give to your teenage self?
To what?
What advice would you give to your teenage self?
To my teenage self?
Yeah.
Do better in high school. I goofed off and was not a good student, barely did enough to get C's. And when I started in college, I was rudely awakened and realized how much math I didn't know was a special disaster. And I really had to work hard and study hard to catch up, because I had goofed off while I was in high school.
Okay. Can you tell me one of your happiest memories?
Well, when my children were born, I think that was probably my best memories.
Okay. What are you most grateful for?
Being alive. And having a nice family. My children and grandchildren are a lot of fun. I enjoy seeing them. And hope to be able to see them for another few years.
Okay. Can you tell me about the dumbest thing you ever did in your life?
Well, there were several pretty dumb things. Probably rolling under a railroad car in Germany when I was a cadet in the Merchant Marine, because the cars were between my shipmate and myself and our ship. And we were on our way back from a night out and had had a few beers. And the train was in our way, so we got down on the ground and rolled under the cars. And while we were halfway across, the train started. So we fortunately both scurried out from under it, but we were very nervous and scared and realized we'd done a very dumb thing.
How would you like to be remembered?
Well, I'd like to be remembered as a good father, a good grandfather, and hopefully I have taught or instilled in my children and grandchildren certain values that will continue to help them in life.
what was the worst thing you remember my mother ever doing when she was a child?
What? Tell me that again.
What was the worst thing you remember my mother ever doing when she was a child?
My mother?
My mother.
Oh. Well, your mother had a little trouble in high school. She was not the best student and apparently pretty mouthy. I had to go twice to the school board after she had had some issues. Once with the car, she drove through a stop sign or something and got a citation, another for getting into a fight in school. Those were both bad things, but then when she had a car accident and broke her hip was another bad time, but we got through them all.
Tell me some of your favorite work stories.
Favorite what?
Work stories.
Which?
Work.
Work?
Yeah.
Well, I sold machinery. Heating and air conditioning machinery, big pumps, boilers, things like that. And I guess one of my, the most fun was getting a big order, particularly when you could snatch it from somebody else who was competing for the same project.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are there any lessons your work life has taught you?
Keep your wits about you. Don't drink too much. Don't get in trouble with the police. And love your wife and children. And behave yourself at all times.
Next.